الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على سيد الأنبياء والمرسلين وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد، كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم، إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم ألهمنا مراشد أمورنا وأعذنا من شرور أنفسنا. In the beginning of Surah Yasin, Allah Tabarak Tala indicated towards the gift of having an eye, a heart that can see reality, of having the gift that not only can man see the apparent things of this world, but in the happenings of this world he can see the kudrat of the one who is doing everything. In the perfect system of the earth, the manner of the sun, the moon, in the system of man, how he comes from Adam, from being nothing into wujud, into existence. In everything around him, in everything under him, when he is on board a ship, when he is riding on a plane, when he finds that the ship is not sinking, when he finds that the plane is not crashing, in everything there is a sign for man. Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala says, أَفَلَا يَشْكُرُونَ. Will man then not make the shukr attribute to Almighty Allah, be thankful of his Allah? It is a gift of Almighty Allah that it is not every single person that enjoys the favors of Allah, but in those very favors he sees the one who is creating the favor. For the one who eats and enjoys the beautiful dessert, the taste will remain on his tongue until his body is placed perhaps in his grave. But after that he will never remember, the taste will never return. One thing he was missing, he had the desserts of the world, the fruits of this world, the enjoyments of this world. But on his tongue that shukr of Almighty Allah could not come. As for another individual who only had one date and he took Allah's name, perhaps the taste of the date will not remain on his tongue for more than a day. But the day that he has eyes closed, a new world will start for him, where his tongue will now experience what this world had to offer was just a mirror. It was an image, it was a sample of what's coming in the year after. But to be able to get what's coming, there was a demand of shukr. It is the gift of Almighty Allah who gives man a tongue that makes the shukr of Allah, a heart that is thankful to Allah, an eye that can see Almighty Allah in the doings of Allah. As for those people who are blind, not only are their eyes blind that they could not see the qudrat of Allah, but their ears become deaf, their heart becomes sealed. وَإِذَا قِيلَ لَهُمُ اتَّقُوا مَا بَيْنَ أَيْدِيكُمْ وَمَا خَلْفَكُمْ. Even if loudly it is said to them, will you not fear what is coming ahead of you? There is still the world of the grave, the crossing of the sirat. You will have to stand in front of Almighty Allah. There will be the books that will be brought. Some will get it in their right hand, how lucky they will be. Some will shiver, understanding that he is coming towards their left. They will place their hand behind their back so that the book does not touch. But where is the book not going to touch? There is a world of paradise, there is a world of fire. وَإِذَا قِيلَ لَهُمُ اتَّقُوا مَا بَيْنَ أَيْدِيكُمْ. It is said so loudly to them, will you not fear that there is a world that is still coming? You will find your every action. وَمَا خَلْفَكُمْ. And fear that what you are leaving behind. If you do an evil act today, if you start an evil system today, everything is recorded. In the beginning of the surah, Almighty Allah said, indeed we are recording for man. وَنَكْتُبُ مَا قَدَّمُوا وَآثَارَهُمْ. Whatever he is leaving behind, left behind something good, you will find. وَمَا خَلْفَكُمْ. And if man leaves behind something evil, then every person who practices on, who imitates and copies his way, loudly it is said to the person that you have to die one day. Why do you not fear that لَعَلَّكُمْ تُرْحَمُونَ? You just need to have a little fear. That little fear perhaps will bring upon yourself the mercy of Almighty Allah. وَمَا تَعْتِيهِمْ مِنْ آيَةٍ مِنْ آيَاتِ رَبِّهِمْ. Allah Tabarak Ta'ala says, but when a man is blind and a man is deaf, whatever signs from the signs of Almighty Allah reach him, إِلَّا كَانُوا عَنْهَا مُعْرِضِينَ. He just turns. وَإِذَا قِيلَ لَهُمْ أَنْفِقُوا مِمَّا رَزَقَكُمُ اللَّهِ. his mind now becomes dumb. The mind becomes, it loses its ability to understand. Simple things which a young child would not have said, a young child which would have understood, this intelligent man has now become dumb. He has now become weak in mind. His mind has closed. A simple thing like saying to him, why do you not spend from that which Allah has given you? He sees the people around him in hunger, in difficulty. He is told to give of that which Allah has given. 2.5% is the farz amount zakat. There are many, many, many people in the world who finds this too difficult. When the mind becomes numb, there is no feeling in the mind, there is no feeling in the heart. This man's desire is just to amass more and more, to become more and more wealthy. The more greedy he becomes, the more tight he becomes. He starts getting in more wealth, but he starts spending less. Allah's Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, sadaqah. The example of sadaqah is the example of a man who is in armor. The armor of the past was very tight on the body. The soldier in the beginning had to move his hands quite often, just to keep it loose. But if the hands are not moved, if the armor is not open and closed, it becomes tighter and tighter. Allah's Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, for the one who gives sadaqah, he finds the armor. Armor was meant to protect him. But because he gives sadaqah, he finds it loose. He is able to move around with it how he wants to. Sadaqah only aids a man in this path. But when he stops and greed takes over, then that very armor which was created to protect him now becomes tight upon him. Now when he wants to even lift a hand, he can't. First he was stingy not to give others. Now he becomes stingy on himself and those around him. He cannot spend on his own family. He cannot spend on his own self. If he becomes sick, the first thing he will think about, what will it cost me? He will prefer to die but to spend his own money. When it is said to him, will you not spend from what Allah has given you? قَالَ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا لِلَّذِينَ آمَنُوا Allah Ta'ala says, the people of kufr reply to the people of iman, أَنُطِعِمُوا مَنْ لَوْ يَشَاءُ اللَّهُ أَطْعَمَا Why should we feed those who if Allah wanted, He could have fed them Himself? Allah Ta'ala says to this group, إِنْ أَنْتُمْ إِلَّا فِي ضَلَالٍ مُبِينٍ Indeed, you have really fallen into this misguidance. You have lost the path. You cannot understand simple things. You cannot hear simple things. You cannot see simple things. وَيَقُولُونَ مَتَى هَذَا الْوَعْدُ إِن كُنْتُمْ صَادِقِينَ And then as a mock they ask, that this promise that you are always making, that a day is going to come where justice will be served. They said, where is this promise? Allah Tabarak Ta'ala now answers, مَا يَنْظُرُونَ إِلَّا صَيْحَةً وَاحِدَةً تَأْخُذُهُمْ They are not waiting except for a scream which will grab them while they are arguing. فَلَا يَسْتَطِيعُونَ تَوْصِيَةً At that time no one will be able to make any bequest. There will be no wasiyat. There will be no last message to my beloved ones. There will be no what you must do with my wealth after I gone. There will be no I am sorry, I really love you. There will not be a chance for a single word, a single second. وَلَا إِلَىٰ أَهْلِهِمْ يَرْجِعُونَ No one will be returning home. وَنُفِخَ فِي الصُّورِ Then the trumpet will be blown. فَإِذَا هُمْ مِنَ الْأَجْدَاثِ إِلَىٰ رَبِّهِمْ يَنْسِلُونَ And people from the graves will now sliding towards Almighty Allah. Every grave will be opening up. One person will be smiling. One person will be sad. One person will be saying, يَا وَيْلَنَا مَنْ بَعَثَنَا مِنْ مَرْقَدِنَا That high, who has taken us out of our graves? Hi, who has taken us out of our graves? Allah's Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam spoke about the people who will be punished in the grave. After every punishment, the angel will say that this is nothing. What is coming in front is even worse. It will be said to them so many times in the grave that the day that the trumpet is blown, they will understand that which is even worse is just beginning. As for the people of Iman, every time in the grave as they enjoy the thrills of the world of the grave, they will say to the angel, when will the day of Qiyamah start, so that I can now go and mix with my families, and I can enjoy what my Allah has prepared for me. Every time when he sees it, it will create a feeling of joy and thrill within a person, waiting and waiting when the sound of the trumpet is blown. هَذَا مَا وَعَدَ الرَّحْمَانِ. There will be some who will come out of their graves with the sand still on their bodies, and they will be saying, this is that promise of Rahman. وَصَدَقَ الْمُرْسَلُونَ. Indeed, the messengers had spoken the truth. Allah Tabarakah says, إِن كَانَتْ إِلَّا صَيْحَةً وَاحِدًا. It will be one scream, and everyone will be brought in front of Almighty Allah. On that day, لَا تُظْلَمُ نَفْسٌ شَيْئًا. No one will be oppressed in the least bit. Whatever you had done, you will now be receiving. Inna ashab al-jannati al-yawm. Today the people of paradise, they will be in their own works. Fi shughulin faqihun. They will be in enjoyment. They will be so busy. Each one will have his own talk. Each one will have his own story. Each one will have his own world, his own mansion, his own family, his own fruits, his own foods. Hum wa azwajuhum. They and their spouses. في ظلال, in the shades of paradise. على الأرائك متكئون, reclining on couches. لهم فيها فاكهة. They will start their meals with those fruits which are eaten only for enjoyment. In Jannah, man will never get hungry. When hunger comes, then a man after that says, I have become full. In this world, no matter how man enjoys food, once the stomach says, I am full, the tongue cannot ask for anything more. In Jannah, there is no meaning of hunger, so there is no meaning of I am now full. In Jannah, man will eat only for a thrill, only for enjoyment. Faqiha means that fruit which is eaten, just so that man wants to enjoy the taste. In Jannah, everything will be like this. Man will devour whatever he will devour. There will be no indigestion. There will be no I can't manage another. How he wants, what he wants, whenever he wants. وَلَهُمْ مَا يَدَّعُونَ. For the people of paradise will be whatever they will all call for, whatever they will ask. Salam, Almighty Allah says, and in everything it will be a qawl, a message, مِنْ رَبِّ الرَّحِيمِ, from a most merciful Rabb. The message will be salam. Salam means peace, peace in every single thing. There will be peace as the man walks in his paradise, as the man jumps about in his paradise, as he moves at extremely fast paces, speed in his paradise. In this world, man gets a car which has great speed, but it doesn't come with the promise of salam. That very car which made man smile yesterday can make him cry tomorrow. That very car which took him so fast in this world yesterday took him faster to the grave tomorrow. In this world, whatever comes, the best of food today, but if it does not have, it has no promise of peace. Tomorrow that very man is vomiting, and he says, what I ate yesterday has made me sick. He says, I overate it. How he enjoyed a dessert today. Tomorrow he is suffering with sugar diabetes. Tomorrow his leg has to be amputated. In this world, whatever man has been given, it has not come with the guarantee of peace. Salam. Allah Tawarakullah says, in that world, you will have the fastest. You will have the best. You will have the most amazing, the most enjoyable. But the greatest and the best part of it all will be it will come with the promise of salam. Peace for everyone. There will be complete security. There will be guaranteed satisfaction. Man will not find with his wife. The wife will not find with the husband. Not a single argument. Not a single groan. Not a single frown. In this world, when a husband and a wife have an argument, many a time then they become upset. That why did he say this to me? Why did she say this to me? This is a world of argument. In this world, you are not going to find paradise. In this world, neither did the wife come with the guarantee of salam. Peace from Almighty Allah side a guarantee. Neither did the man come. Rather, in this world, from the beginning, Allah's Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said to us, the woman is created from a crooked rib. If you will want to benefit from her, you will have to benefit while she is crooked in nature. The man has his own mizaj and temperament. The woman was told, that woman who passes away and her husband is happy with her, all the doors of paradise will open. Why will it open? Because she really had to work hard to keep him happy with her till the ending. He has his own nature. The man sometimes makes mistakes. Sometimes he makes major mistakes. The woman makes mistakes. Sometimes she also makes major mistakes. This is a world where man has to overlook, man has to forgive, man has to try to make, the wife has to try to make up with the husband, husband has to wake up with the man. Another world is coming. Another world is coming where Allah Tabarakallah will reward on account of sabr. In this world you will have to tolerate. You will have to tolerate the temperaments, the iwijaj, the crookedness of the other partner. In this world to become upset and temperamental over small things, it is that person who is searching for paradise in this world. There is another world coming where that will be the quality of Jannah. Salam, qawlam min Rabbir Rahim. That will be the people of paradise. As for the people who will be walking towards the fire, وَامْتَازُ الْيَوْمَ أَيُّهَا الْمُجْرِمُونَ Almighty Allah says, O criminals, today is the time to sift yourself out, to separate yourselves from the people of Iman. أَلَمْ أَعْهَدْ إِلَيْكُمْ يَا بَنِي آدَمَ O man, did I not warn you? أَلَّا تَعْبُدُ الشَّيْطَانَ That you should not take the devil as the one you want to worship. إِنَّهُ لَكُمْ عَدُوٌ مُبِينٌ I had told you from before he is your open enemy. I had ordered you وَأَنِعْبُدُونِي Worship only me, this is the straight path. But unfortunately, وَلَقَدْ أَضَلَّ مِنْكُمْ جِبِلًّا كَثِيرًا The devil has taken so many of you off the path. It is this shukr that Surah Yasin is teaching again and again. That there are so many who are walking with Iblis towards the fire of Jahannam as the days go. And the pyramid of the devil becomes bigger and bigger. Whatever man reads, whatever man sees, whatever man hears about, somebody else is now caught into the trap. Somebody else was pulled into doubts and shubuhat. Somebody else was pulled into the actions of zina and adultery. Somebody else has been hooked onto drugs. Somebody else has gone onto porn. The someone else, someone else, someone else. It will make a man shiver. The man of Iman, it will bring on his tongue immediately the word, Alhamdulillah alladhi afana, I thank you, O Allah, that you protected me from what you have afflicted him with. In this world, if harm comes to a body, indeed it is a sad issue. But as long as the soul is not harmed, we are going through a period at the moment where the janazas of the Muslims are in such a manner which was never thought about before. One is when a person in the family passes away, it is so hard. But one is to hear of a janaza of this type. Where sometimes the janaza is not even coming back to the house. Sometimes the family have to be there at the Qabristan or close to the Qabristan. They are allowed a few minutes, the body is in front. Perhaps they don't even get a chance to see the face. Everything is covered. They are not sure whether a ghusl had taken place or not. They are not sure what was the last minutes of the person in the hospital. They did not have a chance to see him for a couple of weeks. Perhaps he knew how to use a phone and he spoke. Perhaps he did not. Maybe he was on a machine and he was unconscious for so long. At that time, one grief that goes through the person's heart is that what had happened to the body. And when that body is seen also, it makes a person cry. It had become so small, so weak, so thin. Everything had gone in. When we see the outside body, this is the gift of Iman, the gift of Islam. It is a message of Surah Yasin that there is an eye which is able to see beyond that also. And that eye sees a happy picture behind every sad picture also. Where another person will just start screaming in grief that what happened? The eye that is able to see further will smile and say that the pain that came, came only on the body. If there is blood, it's only on the body. If it has been cut, it's only the body. But there is another world where that ruh has gone. The beginning of the surah was that, where they ganged up against a person of Iman. They threatened him with death, he was ready. As they committed that act, which was supposed to make all the people of Iman cry, Almighty Allah sent out a message for the world which made all the people of Iman smile. It was the message of that very person who, as he passed away, he spoke on behalf of all the martyrs of Islam, or all those people who are treated by Almighty Allah as martyrs. He said, Ya layta qawmi ya'lamun, بِمَا غَفَرَ لِي رَبِّي. If only my people could understand. Why will you say a thing like this if it's obvious? It was seen a person had passed away in front of the Kaaba. That was the most honorable of deaths. It made the family so happy. He passed away in sajda. It made the people so happy. But then there will always be those people whose death occurs in a manner that on the outside you can see no honor. On the outside you can see no good state. Habibun Najjar spoke on behalf of all of those people when he said, if only my people can understand what mercy of my Allah fell upon me and how he has honored me. Allah Tabarakullah had given the order that the janaza will be ordered by the people. It will be carried on the shoulders. They will come to the house. They will meet with the family. There will be a unique ghusl that is given. But what if that honor is not given? Then remember, if man is unable to give an honor, when the martyr gives his life on the battlefield, there is no one showing any honor to his body. He is cut. He is kicked around. He is perhaps mutilated. The uncle of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, parts of their body are taken out. On the people of Iman, the devil creates people who are ready to cut their ears, cut their nose. They make rings and they make strings and they make necklaces out of it. There is no honor shown to that body. But if it had to ask to the martyr, what happened to your body? The answer would be the answer of Habibun Najjar. Ya layta qawmi ya'lamun. If only my nation understood what honor my Allah has given me. That body that comes back from the hospital, sometimes the family might even say, I do not even know in that last condition of his whether he was clean or not. He could not even go to the bathroom. He had no strength. Whether his body was dirty. They forgot the incident of that Sahabi radiallahu anhu, who became known as Ghaseelul Malaika, the one who the angels themselves gave ghusl. After spending time with his wife, being in need of a bath, perhaps either forgetting or for some reason just not finding the time, the call was made and he had to go out immediately. Martyr in the battlefield. A martyr normally on the battlefield gets no ghusl. Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam saw the angels giving him ghusl. Upon inquiry, it was understood that he needed a farz ghusl. Even the entire body was in that deep state of impurity, in such a state that if a man wants to read Quran, he cannot read Quran. But when Almighty Allah honors, even that state of impurity means nothing. The angels will be ready to give that ghusl. The honor of Almighty Allah comes upon the soul of an individual. The world will only see an outside body. They will see a thin body, a weak body. They will see cuts. They will see a face that does not have that beautiful look anymore. Does it affect the ruh in any way? If ever that body comes and the family sees that body, then think of the words of Habibun Najjar. Think of the message of Surah Yasin, that there was another person who they hung. And as every person was throwing and pushing his spear into him, his body was being torn into bits. Then the birds were going to settle. They were going to be ripping parts of his body. He was going to be burning in the heat of the sun. His body would become dry. They would not allow any of his family to take it out. It was to remain there as a sign for the people. But that loud word that he was going to say, that don't look at my outside body. Ya layta qawmi, if only my nation can understand that behind this very ugly scene, there is a very beautiful picture. That is the picture of what's happening to the soul. There is a world of paradise. There is a world of Jahannam. There is a world which will be salam, qawlam min rabbir rahim, from the side of Allah. Everything now will be filled with the guarantee of peace. And there will be a world where Almighty Allah will say, هَذِهِ جَهَنَّمُ الَّتِي كُنْتُمْ تُوَعَدُونَ. This is that fire which we had warned you about. إِسْلُوهَا الْيَوْمَ. Now enter it because of your kufr. الْيَوْمَ نَخْدِمُ عَلَىٰ أَفْوَاهِهِمْ. Your mouths will be sealed. Now your hands will be speaking. Your feet will be giving witness against you. Your every movement it will speak about. Where you walked, how you walked, what you had done. وَلَوْ نَشَاءُ لطمسنا على أعينهم فاستبقوا الصراط فأنا يبصرون ولو نشاء لمسخناهم على مكانتهم فما استطاعوا مديا ولا يرجعون ومن نعمره ننكسه في الخلق أفلا يعقلون. Almighty Allah now answers to that individual who says, why are you stopping me? I got one life. The year after is still coming. Who knows what will happen to me on that day? Perhaps may Allah will forgive me. Perhaps may Allah will not forgive me. There's a very big court that is coming on that day. I don't know if I will pass. Since there I do not know what's going to happen, let me rather just enjoy my life here. I have my television in front of me. I got my phone in front. I can press whatever button I want to. When I have cash in front of me, why must I worry about a possible credit? There it could be a good days. Perhaps there it will be difficult days. Perhaps there won't be a day there. The atheist will say, I don't believe in it. And the fasik, he will say, it's still very long. Let that time come, then we will see. Almighty Allah then says, to the one who does not understand the meaning of credit, that it is coming one day, and he is only focused upon cash. For that person, Almighty Allah says, he also should not remain with aman. He should not remain with peace and ease. He should not think that life, this life itself, what he calls cash, is guaranteed. This life has not come with the certificate of salam. In this life, especially in the time that we are now going through, the person who before never knew the meaning of death, now you see death in his eyes. Now you can see death at his ear tip. Any sound makes him shiver. Allah Tabarak Ta'ala speaks of a nation that just when the thunder strikes, when he sees that lightning, his whole body goes into shiver. Perhaps it's me. He hears of somebody on the road that has passed away. He goes into a cave. Allah Tabarak Ta'ala says, is there any guarantee in this world? For the one who's only involved and worried of cash, does he really feel that it will not hit him in this world? وَلَوْ نَشَاءَ Almighty Allah says, there's no guarantee in this world. The certificate of peace is reserved for the year after. As for this world, every day it's a new step. Every second there's a chance. If we wished, لَطَمَسْنَا عَلَىٰ أَعْيُنِهِمْ We will just slap upon the eyes. طَمْسُ الْأَعْيُنِ means just to let the eye lose its light. If we wish, while looking at that filthy picture, and then he just sees it going blur, then he asks for some eye ointment. He says, make an appointment tomorrow by the optometrist. He's sent to an ophthalmologist. He is paying big bills, and then they pick up there is something in the eye for which they say, we have no cure, sir. We are sorry, we cannot help you. And day after day, the world starts becoming more darker and darker. فَاسْتَبَقُوا الصِّرَاطَ Now after he becomes blind, even if he starts searching for the road, now he wants to rush towards that road. فَأَنَّا يُبْصِرُونَ But now where can he see anything? وَلَوْ نَشَاءُ لَمَسَخْنَاهُمْ عَلَىٰ مَكَانَتِهِمْ Does man really think that in this world he is free to move around as he wants? Allah Tabarak Ta'ala says, there is no certificate that as long as you got strength, you can go where you want. Allah Tabarak Ta'ala says, if we wished, we would have just made masakh of him, changed his form in his exact place where he is. Perhaps paralysis would have hit him. Now he is there, but he can't go anywhere else. فَمَسْتَطَاعُوا مُضِيَّا Now he can't go further. وَلَا يَرْجِعُونَ Wherever he was, he can't return. Stuck where he is. He lost his ability to see. He lost his ability to move. وَمَنْ نُعَمِّرُهُ And even while young, if nothing has happened to him, then he must know every day he moves 1 second closer to old age. Even if death does not find him early, وَمَنْ نُعَمِّرُهُ The one who we will make old, نُنَكِّسْهُ فِي الْخَلْقِ We will spoil his entire features. We will spoil his entire form. أَفَلَا يَعْقِلُونَ Can man not understand that even if it's cash he's looking for in this world, there is no cash that has come with the guarantee of peace. It is that man who has been given the gift of Iman, the gift of Islam. وَمَا عَلَّمْنَاهُ الشِّعْرَ وَمَا يَنْبَغِي لَهُ إِنْ هُوَ إِلَّا ذِكْرُ وَقُرْآنُ مُبِينٌ. Remember what a message this Quran has given. Almighty Allah says, why not? This was no poetry which the Nabi of Allah was bringing. Poetry was not his work. This was nothing but a message. It will not force anyone. It will only advise. وَقُرْآنُ مُبِينٌ. It has made the matter so clear. It has explained everything in such detail. It is a gift from Almighty Allah, an eye to be able to see further than what the normal eye of man can see. لِيُنذِرَ مَنْ كَانَ حَيَّا. It has come to give a warning to those people who are really alive. وَيَحِقَّ الْقَوْلُ عَلَى الْكَافِرِينَ. And it has come to bring an end to the matter for the people on whose hearts there is the seal of kufr, to make the dalil, the hujjat, the proof complete. أَوَلَمْ يَرَوْا أَنَّا خَلَقْنَا لَهُمْ. Almighty Allah says, we have shown our signs in the heavens, in the unique happenings of the heavens. We have shown our signs in man himself. We have shown our signs in the things which are in front of man, which every day he uses. Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala says, did man not see that we were the ones that created from him? Mimma amilat aydina. It was the working of our hands, meaning our qudrat. We created from him an arm. As we now move towards the days of Qurbani, and everyone is looking at that sheep, that goat, that bull, that cow, what am I going to slaughter? Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala's message is, even in Qurbani, Mubarak is that man, that in the animal that is being bought and purchased, in that animal also, that animal is known as a sign of Almighty Allah. How sad it will be, the very animal which was known as the shi'ar, that thing which when it's seen, Allah is remembered. But man sees the animal, he sees the fur of the animal, he asks about the weight of the animal, he asks about the price of the animal, he thinks about where he is going to store the animal, who is going to slice the animal, he sees A to Z of the animal, and he misses out one thing, what that animal was meant for, to remind him of the qudrat of Almighty Allah, and to make him make shukr of Almighty Allah. Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala says, in that animal that comes in front, does he not see that we made it for whom laha malikun, and we made him then the owner of it. وَذَلَّلْنَاهَا لَهُمْ. How obedient we made it to him. Does man not see on that day as you are slaughtering those animals, year after year, day after day, it is not only Qurbani, every day so many are being slaughtered. Who has prepared all of them for man? فَمِنْهَا رَكُوبُهُمْ. Man is riding upon some of them. That horse, it does not get tired with its master. The weight of that man on top of it, think of such a weight upon you. Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala says, but that is the honor of that horse, to be able to carry its master. وَمِنْهَا يَأْكُلُونَ. And from that very thing you are now eating. وَلَهُمْ فِيهَا مَنَافِعُ. In these animals, how much of benefit. وَمَشَارِبُ. And how much of drinks man is taking out. Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala says, أَفَلَا يَشْكُرُونَ. All of this was so that man could appreciate what his master has given him, to be able to see the qudrat of Allah in everything. But unfortunately, وَاتَّخَذُوا مِن دُونِ اللَّهِ. People turn their eyes to those besides Almighty Allah. لَعَلَّهُمْ يُنصَرُونَ. With the hope that perhaps he will help me, she will help me, it will help me. Allah Tabaraka says, لَا يَسْتَطِيعُونَ نَصْرَهُمْ. No God, no other deity, no other so-called God will ever be able to make man happy, to aid man, to help man. وَهُمْ لَهُمْ. Rather the very things that he turned his eye towards, the very thing that he put his trust upon, the very one that he submitted in front, لَهُمْ. For this very person on the day of Qiyamah, he will find جُنْدٌ مُحْضَرُونَ. He will find an army there in front of him. And he will say, an army will come perhaps to intercede on my behalf, but they are not going to be interceding. He will feel an army will come to help me, but on that day no one is going to help. They will be in their own problems on this day. On that day, this man will be in his own problem. Another world is coming. Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala says, فَلَا يَحْزُنْكَ قَوْلُهُمْ. If now they are mocking, if now they have lot to say, let their statements not make you sad. إِنَّا نَعْلَمُ مَا يُسِرُّونَ. We are well aware of what they are saying loudly, what they are saying softly. أَوَلَمْ يَرَى الْإِنسَانِ. Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala says, man, how he argues. Amazing is the message of Quran. Almighty Allah says, does man not see أَنَّا خَلَقْنَاهُ مِن نُطْفَةٍ. That he was nothing but sperm. We created him from sperm. فَإِذَا هُوَ خَصِيمٌ مُبِينٌ. And now today, the way he argues, the way he talks, the way he moves around, with what pride, with what arrogance. وَضَرَبَ لَنَا مَثَلًا. He forgets he was sperm and how he came. He now starts speaking about Almighty Allah. He picked up a bone. A kafir picked up a bone and brought it to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. A very old bone. He threw it in front. He says, are you saying to me that your Allah will give life to this? Allah tabarak ta'ala says, look at this individual. He is asking regarding us. وَنَسِيَ خَلْقَ. He has forgotten his own. How did he come about? Say to him, may yuhyi al-idham. He says, this kafir says, may yuhyi al-idham, that who is going to bring life to this bone? Wahiya ramim, whereas these bones have now become decomposed. Allah tabarak ta'ala says, answer, yuhyiha alladhi ansha'aha awwal marra, the one who made it the first time. Do you think he will not be able to bring life again? Alladhi ja'ala lakum min ash-shajar al-akhdar nara. In the time of the Arabs, there were two trees, Markh and Afaf. The tree itself was lush and green, min ash-shajar al-akhdar. And then from the bark of this tree, they would strike one bark against another. And like how we have today matches. It was used for them like how today matches are used. With matches also, man finds it's a stick. As he hits one against the other, the sulfur content that it is, and a nice fire comes about. In that time, it was this green tree. It was the bark of this tree. It would be hit one piece against another. The tree itself is green. The tree is knowing green is because of the water content in the tree. But that very thing which got water in it, when it is struck, and then fire, which is the complete opposite, comes out. فَإِذَا أَنْتُم مِّنْهُ تُوْقِدُونَ. Now from that fire, from the tree you were enjoying shade, you were enjoying a lovely wind. Now from that very tree, you are creating a fire from which you are getting heat. How one Allah created in one thing opposites. أَوَلَيْسَ الَّذِي خَلَقَ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ. Almighty Allah says, the one who created the heavens and the earth. Do you not think, بِقَادِرٍ, that he has the ability to create something like you? بَلَا, why not? وَهُوَ الْخَلَّاقُ الْعَلِيمُ. He is the greatest of creators. He is the all-knowing. إِنَّمَا أَمْرُهُ إِذَا أَرَادَ شَيْئًا. Almighty Allah, it is only for him to say, be, and everything comes into being. فَسُبْحَانَ الَّذِي. The beginning of the surah was to show what a gift it is for man to be able to see the qudrat of Almighty Allah. The end of the surah says, فَسُبْحَانَ الَّذِي بِيَدِهِ مَلَكُوتُ كُلِّ شَيْءٍ وَإِلَيْهِ تُرْجَعُونَ. That now become amazed and show your expression of amazement at the Zat of Almighty Allah. فَسُبْحَانَ الَّذِي. Say the word Subhanallah. Say the word Alhamdulillah. Say the word Allahu Akbar. When someone passes away, say the word Inna Lillah. That we all in the end of the day belong to Allah. When something goes right, then you will say, MashaAllah, this is what Allah wanted. And when something does not go how you want, then you say, قدر الله, that this is what Allah has destined. وَمَا شَاءَ فَعَلَ, whatever Allah wants, that eye, that tongue, that body, that heart, who can speak and who can speak about, who can express the greatness of Almighty Allah in all matters that are in front of him, it is a gift from Almighty Allah. Surah Yasin has come to make us aware of this gift that we move towards this year. There's another world in front which the normal eye cannot see. Mubarak to that eye which can see it. There's another world which the normal ear cannot hear. Mubarak to that ear which is able to hear it. Ulama speak about when a child from the family of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam passed away and the mother was found crying. The Nabi of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said to her that if you wish, I will ask Almighty Allah and he will show you your child in the gardens of paradise. And then what answer that woman was going to give? That perhaps, even if I have to see it, it is possible that my eye can be mistaken. But if my ear has heard the word of the Nabi of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, then it is definite. There can be no mistake in that. They had yaqeen on something which the normal ear was not hearing. They were hearing of another world. We have heard the ahadith. Those ahadith have introduced us to something which the normal world cannot hear, where Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, when the people in the grave are being punished, then besides man and jinn, everything else hears that scream. What that ear which can hear, which the normal ear cannot, we will hear that scream. What the eye which can see, which the normal eye cannot see, we will see a man who others are saying, how sad, and this eye will be saying, how happy, how fortunate. Another person has a wonderful janaza, a wonderful burial, but he died without iman. Bullets are going through the sky. Limousines are taking his body. There is a police escort. There is millions and millions being spent. The normal eye will say, what a burial. And the eye that can see what the normal eye cannot, they will say, how unfortunate. There is another world in front. Mubarak to the one that is allowed to see to that world. For subhanalladhi, that eye, that tongue, in everything they will see the greatness of Allah. They will say, subhanalladhi, how unique is that Allah, biyadihi malakutu kulli shay, in whose hand is the kingdom of everything, wa ilayhi turja'un, and it is to that Allah that everyone will be returned. May Allah tabarakallah, let the meaning of Surah Yasin descend into the hearts of every one of us. May Allah tabarakallah make it like how Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam wanted certain surahs to be in the hearts of the ummatis of this ummah. May Allah tabarakallah put the surah, the entire wording of the surah, the meaning of the surah, put it in our hearts. Let us live with the surah. Let us live with the meaning of the surah. And through the barakah of the surah, may Allah make it that when the time of our demise comes, then our message to the world can also be, Ya layta qawmi ya'alamoon, bima ghafara li rabbi, waja'alani minal mukrameen. If only the people could understand what mercy my Allah has shown me and how He has honored me. وآخر دعوانا أن الحمد لله رب العالمين.